page, and we have a question that came over Facebook from Amy, which I will read. What is the best way to discuss gay-lesbian relationships with your preteen from a Christian and Catholic perspective? My daughter asks what I think about gay marriage. I want to respond in a way that mirrors the church's teaching, but not disrespectful to someone she may come in contact with in her future. Thank you. Well, first, we want to discourage the use of the expression gay and lesbian.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We don't want to label someone in a way that does it. Their attraction to the same-sex person
is not their identity.
Is not their identity. Right. So don't think of them as gay or lesbian, but think of them as persons of dignity who just happen to have attraction in the wrong, in a direction that God did not design or desire. And then just to help your child understand that is a big step. It's even for us as adults, as parents, to understand that, because our culture throws these labels around so freely that we really don't know that there is another way to think about it.
Sure, sure.
So I have to retrain myself and start using better language in my own thought processes, and then, of course, with our kids and grandkids.
And on a related subject, too, I hear this in my office a lot, Chris. Well, regarding faith, I think I'll just let my child make her own decision when she's older.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to, I want to just let her make her own decision when she's older. Wrong.
Right. What if your child decides
goes against everything we know.
She wants to be a bank robber.
About the brain.
Right.
You know, child's brain develops the most in those early years.
Right.
The brain is the greatest garden God has ever grown. And what do you need to grow a brain garden? You need food and fertilizer.
Right.
And when you plant those early seeds in that growing brain of faith and marriage and God-centered family, those are the roots in a child. So I just want to mention that, parents. Don't get caught up in this new stuff of, well, I'll just let them make a decision later on. No, plant the roots when they're going to grow the deepest.
Parent, go ahead.
And one thing you didn't say in that short speech you just made is you didn't use the word feeling. So, and this is where our young people now are so almost trapped in their feelings when it comes to thinking about people with same-sex attraction. We need to help. We have to change our own thoughts on that and have it be thoughtful and not feeling-based, so that we can help our children get out of that trap and help them understand the reasons for God's design for sexuality and do some reading on the subject. I'm sure Catholic Answers has some.
Absolutely. And, Amy, I would also point you to the work of Courage. Courage, of course, is the ministry that my brother, Father Paul Cech, ran until recently. Now he's the head of the seminary in Bridgeport, Connecticut. But I would visit their website, couragerc.net, and you'll find a lot of resources in there about how to start thinking in an ordered way about same-sex attraction, being able to talk about it with your daughter. Great question, Amy, and thanks for dialing in on our Facebook page where we're streaming live today.